It's a holiday weekend. Yay! There's no budget. Boo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski, in for Steve Chiatakis. Several states are set to bring in Independence Day without a budget. From California to Ohio, Pennsylvania, the list of states in the midst of a major breakdown is pretty long. Government shutdowns, massive state tax hikes, or debilitating service cuts are all on the table. And as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, local governments are about to feel the pain.
It's been a tough year for many counties and cities. Property tax revenues crumbling while demand for social services is soaring. But Chris Haney at the National League of Cities says these problems are likely to get worse as state governments across the country grapple with their own crippling financial problems.
Well, it is trickling down. I think the depth of the recession and the impact on state budgets, which is very severe, inevitably means that local programs are likely to bear some of the burden.
Haney says education's likely to be particularly hard hit. But Bill Yule, the mayor of Alexandria, says education cuts are the tip of the iceberg.
Reductions in pension funding, reductions in funding for public safety, sheriff and court services, and mental health and health programs.
And that leaves local leaders with a couple unappealing choices. Either raise taxes or cut services dramatically. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
World markets don't look too appealing today. European shares are mostly flat. In Asia today, most markets were lower. One of the big drivers overseas today is the U.S. unemployment report we got yesterday. It was weaker than expected and shows we're still going to hurt from this recession for a little while. And that hurt Wall Street yesterday, too. The S&P lost nearly 3%. The Dow lost 223 points, more than 2.5%, to close at 8280. The NASDAQ also took a big hit. Have you Binged yet? Microsoft sure hopes so. Bing is the name of Microsoft's new search engine that launched June 3rd. We learned this week it gained some market share from that other big search engine, Google. Rob Enderle follows tech trends at the Enderle Group. He says that's a nice start, but they have a long way to go.
They don't have unlimited time. They have to be able to show that they've made significant market share gains, certainly more than 1%, probably by the end of the year.
Bing's share peaked in the first week of June.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Marie Callender's, Hunt's, and Ready Whip. More at conagrafoods.com.
A public memorial service for Michael Jackson is set for Tuesday morning in Los Angeles at the Staples Center, the big sports and concert arena. A news conference today will have some more details about how the likelihood of a massive crowd will be handled. Until news of today's service, there was a lot, or Tuesday's service, I should say, there was a lot of talk a memorial would happen at Jackson's former home, Neverland. The Neverland Ranch is just about 2 hours north of L.A. There's also a lot of talk about turning the property into a sort of West Coast version of Graceland. Can that happen? That's just one of the many questions on the table when it comes to Jackson's complicated estate. We're joined now by Robert Rasmussen. He's dean at the USC Law School. Welcome. How does the prospect of Neverland and Santa Barbara County compare to what we have at Graceland?
So this is not like Graceland is, where Graceland is in Memphis. One can imagine going to Memphis, going to Beale Street, going to Jazz, and doing Graceland as part of that. It's a much different proposition trying to come to Los Angeles and then finding your way up to Neverland.
The company, Colony Capital, that owns the mortgage to the Neverland property, do they have the right to go ahead and make this a tourist attraction?
No. As with every landowner, you're subject to zoning restrictions. And while I haven't looked at these particular restrictions, it is often the case that if you want to put up a big, basically amusement park attraction, you're going to have a lot of zoning hoops to jump through.
And Graceland attracts about 600,000 tourists a year.
Right.
And the estimates on Neverland being an attraction is a lot more, something like a million, I think I read in one place.
It's anybody's guess now. It's difficult to make projections of the future today, given the intense excitement that's been generated by the passing of Michael Jackson. What the actual demand's going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, is really anyone's guess.
So how would you explain the challenges here?
The challenge for the handlers of the Jackson estate is that right now all the debts of the estate are probably due and owing upon Michael Jackson's debts. So they owe somewhere between $400 or $500 million. Estimates vary. They have a lot of assets. They have the Neverland Ranch, the interest in the Beatles catalog, the interest in Michael Jackson's own catalog, and the likeness of Michael Jackson. All these are valuable assets, but all of them really are assets that generate money in the future. So the challenge is, how do you take this future revenue stream and find a way to use that to satisfy the current debts?
And how does that fit in with any sort of possibility of opening up Neverland to the public?
I think all of it is basically going to be a business proposition, that we have these assets, including Neverland, and the people in charge have to decide what's the best use of these assets, consistent with the governing laws. You can't say, well, my best use of my asset is going to turn my house into a business if I'm not zoned for business.
Robert Rasmussen is dean of the USC Gould School of Law. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks, Renee. It's my pleasure.
General Motors may have to wait out the long holiday weekend to learn if its bankruptcy plan is moving forward. Judge Robert Gerber yesterday adjourned a three-day hearing without indicating when he will rule on GM's plan to sell its good assets to a new company. Here's to a great holiday weekend. Hopefully you have the day off today. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.